Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. We're talking about question three, which is energy choice. And with us is Susan Fisher. She's the VP of the Government Affairs Group with McDonnell Carano Wilson for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Susan Fisher. She is Vice President of the Government Affairs Group at McDonnell Carano Wilson. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam. Happy to be here.
Wanted to take the time today to talk about the energy question that's coming up on the ballot again for a second vote. And explain, first of all, exactly what this is going to do if it passes again, and it passed the first time by a large majority.
It did pass the first time by a large majority, something like 72%, 73%. It's exactly what it says, Energy Choice Initiative. Right now, we have one major energy player in the state, which is NV Energy, formerly Nevada Power Company and Sierra Pacific Power Company. And we also have, a lot of people don't realize this, but we also have a lot of rural co-ops in the state that are member-owned co-ops. And then we have the munis. Boulder City has their own municipality, and I'm not sure what other ones do. But this would allow, the way that the initiative is written, all Nevadans would have a choice. So they would be able to have, just like you, we used to all be hooked up to Ma Bell, and then we could choose between Nevada Phone Company, Nevada, whatever it used to be, now AT&T, Nevada. We could get Sprint, you can get Charter, you can get any other phone service at all. And you might remember back in the early 90s, we could choose, even though we were still hooked to whatever our incumbent phone company was at the time, we were getting mailers and I guess we were getting emails in the early 90s. Yeah, we had email back then. Marketing from long distance providers. And you could choose, you could choose who you took your long distance from. And so I tried a couple of different ones. And that's going to be the same way. We'll still have the poles and wires. We'll have the infrastructure provided by the company that's here now, Nevada Power, or the co-ops or munis, but then you will be able to buy your power from a marketer. For the Joe Q public residential marketer or residential customer, there may not be a lot of marketers actually going after them because it won't make a lot of sense. But for the large energy users, that's going to make more sense, and they will really be able to choose.
And that's one of the reasons why data storage companies have been so involved in this.
Absolutely.
And casinos, obviously.
Absolutely, because they're major, major power users.
And one of the other things is that people tend, whatever part of the country they live in, to not like their monopoly power company.
Exactly. You don't like something that you have to have. You have to have insurance, so you hate your insurance company. Well, it's not the insurance company's fault. And, you know, everybody hates the power company, but they like being able to flip that switch and just know that the lights are going to come on. And Nevada Power has done a wonderful job over the years of keeping the lights on. and Sierra Pacific, MV Energy. I'm old school. It's still Nevada Power and Sierra Pacific, but MV Energy, they really do a good job of keeping the lights on. And compared to surrounding states, California especially, our rates are not outrageous. They're not the lowest in the world, but they're not outrageous. We don't have a lot of hydro here. Well, we have access to hydro, but the power company doesn't use so much of that. But some of the munis have access to it as well, a small percentage. And some of the rural co-ops and the tribes now have access too under an act that was passed a number of years ago.
So during the most of this debate, NV Energy was, quote, neutral on the topic.
That's what they said.
Correct, publicly.
I don't believe that, but that's what they said.
And let's also put on the table that this is not something that's only happening in Nevada. This has been happening in quite a lot of places, mm-hmm. especially in the West. Mm-hmm. And so this is a situation that Warren Buffett's company has been dealing with in other areas as well.
Yeah, a number of different states have looked at it. Some have tried it and said, yeah, not really for us. Others have moved down the path, not just in the West, in the East as well. What they found in some states where they have extreme weather, cold in particular, they've had some problems with it and had to go back and look at it because the power bills were just absolutely outrageous. So Texas, I guess that's West, Texas has passed a form of it. So there are a lot of states that are looking at it. And the one thing that Governor Sandoval did that I think is very smart, after it passed the first time, he said, look, the train's out of the station. With that sort of a mandate just on the first vote, it's very likely that it'll pass again. So let's start getting our ducks in a row now. Let's get a bunch of smart people in a room who know something about energy, have an interest in this, and energy on both sides, ones who would lean toward energy choice and ones who would lean against it, and others who just know energy. And let's have them really analyze this and bring in lots of different interests to talk to them and figure out, is this going to be good for Nevada or not? And the process has been interesting to watch. There's the Committee on Energy Choice and then a number of working groups looking at the technical aspect and consumer protection aspect and innovation aspect. I mean, this sort of thing, like any new industry, the innovation that's going to come out of it is going to be amazing. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see what their final report looks like.
I guess my biggest concern is looking back at the Enron days, where we were at the mercy of these companies. When there was a shortage of power, they could raise the rates through the roof. And, you know, where's the protection going to be for the consumer who, yes, can benefit on the low-cost side, but could get killed on the high cost side.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happened on the East Coast in some states when there was the thermal freezes, you know. I guess they're going to have to figure out some way to have some consumer protections there. You don't necessarily want government getting into consumer pricing, but we also have to have consumer protections. So I don't know how that will be worked out. There will have to be something.
All right, let's take a break. More on this topic with Susan Fisher right after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Susan Fisher. She's Vice President of the Government Affairs Group at McDonald Carano Wilson. We're talking about energy. Provider of last resort. That's a really important thing.
It is.
Because there are going to be companies that are going to come in and say, well, we'll cherry pick this and we'll cherry pick that. But we don't want to be the ones that have to run the poll out to who knows where.
Right. You're absolutely right. Well, there will be an infrastructure company, and whether that's Envy Energy, if they stay or if they split off different arms of the company, but you're still going to have the poles and wires, the maintenance of the poles and wires, the meter readers, although a lot of that's done electronically, but still somebody has to do checks. There are some areas where they still have to go out to them. But the provider of last resort, as you said, the large consumers will get cherry-picked. And who's going to want to come serve one house or one neighborhood? Now, we'll also see aggregators come in and say, look, let's carve out this entire neighborhood. Or maybe an HOA can work together and hire somebody who understands the energy market to help them. But there are going to be those who aren't really worth serving. So who's going to do that? One would anticipate that it would be the incumbent utility, Envy Energy. Envy Energy said very flatly last session, we have zero interest in being the provider of last resort. So if you can't get power, don't come to us.
And that's a really dangerous situation for the consumer.
It is. It is. And that's where the consumer protections, that's where doing some very thoughtful studying now is going to be very important. Now, whether or not Envy Energy stays on that track and says, we don't want to do that, you know, it may end up that there are a whole lot of people who just don't want to have to mess with it. They know they can turn the lights on. It works. Why change?
Right, right.
And so it might still be worthwhile for them to do it. We don't really know until we get in there. Maybe what we ought to do is some pilot programs rather than opening up the entire state all at once. Say, okay, this area, you want to try to do this. Let's set this up here.
Wouldn't you also see some kind of cost to all consumers to go towards that provider of last resort, because otherwise it would be incredibly expensive for somebody that needed that provider. And if they were forced, I mean, you know what it costs to haul a line just across the street.
Right, right. The infrastructure, you know, that's a big percentage of the cost, but also the power company has, when they go out to buy power, they're producing power, but they're also purchasing power. And anyone who's coming in to serve, they're purchasing power on the open market, unless, of course, they've got their own generation somewhere, whether it's geothermal or solar or natural gas, whatever. God forbid coal. Sorry, coal producers, but that's just on its way out, at least here in the West. People don't want that anymore. But it's the scale. You know, if you're buying 10 megawatts, you're going to get a better price than if you're buying 1 megawatt. And if you're doing a 10-year contract or a 20-year contract, then certainly you're going to get better pricing. And that's what the power company has done over the years. They look to balance the costs in for the consumers by purchasing long-term contracts and shutting down their plants. If they can purchase it for less than what they can produce it, they've done that historically. All power companies do that.
All right. But going back to the Enron times, I mean, Envy Energy was in a world of hurt. I mean, they were close to going bankrupt, and Randolph Townsend brought in Walt Higgins, and he pretty much saved the company.
He did.
From the condition that they were in.
He did. He was a great leader for the firm. I actually had the privilege of working under him, too, and he did a good job in turning around the company at that time.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back to the discussion of neutral or not. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you on the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation talking about energy and where we're heading with Susan Fisher, Vice President of the Government Affairs Group at McDonnell Carano Wilson. So, as I said earlier, in the early stages of this, NV Energy were publicly at least neutral on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a coalition to defeat Question 3.
There is.
And the list of people on this is a who's who of Nevada, starting off with Phil Satre.
Yeah, former chairman of the board.
Right.
Of Nevada Power.
And
yeah.
Still currently chairman of the board of IGT and
mm-hmm.
Was also a major player for many, many years with Harris, then Caesars.
Yep.
People like Bruce Woodbury, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, and Randolph Townsend, who's currently a gaming commissioner as well, but was very much involved in energy issues when he was in the state Senate. And the news, and I'll give credit to the Nevada Independent for breaking this, that there's plans to spend around $30 million in a year when we have a gubernatorial race and we also have a Senate race. I don't know where they're going to find the airtime to place all this money.
I don't either.
But this is going to be one massive battle.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive battle. I'm kind of surprised at some of the names that are on there. Now, I will say... Excuse me, I mentioned that Phil Satre is chairman of the board of NV Energy. He has stepped down
right.
So that he can head up this campaign. It is an interesting list of who's who and, excuse me, froggy this morning. And I wonder sort of why they're, what the motivation is. You know, Marilyn Kirkpatrick has always been... I can't say conservative on energy issues because she's been very outspoken on energy issues, but she's been always leaned more toward the traditional side. But some of the others, Pete Goikuchea, I'm not at all surprised about. You know, he represents areas where they have the rural co-ops, and a lot of the rural co-ops are opposed. There's one rural co-op, one of the largest ones in the state, Valley Electric Association, that's headquartered in Pahrump, Nevada, that is very outspoken in favor of it.
Yes, and we should point out one of our sponsors.
Yes, one of your sponsors. So it's an interesting mix on both sides. And, you know, I kind of sway back and forth on this. As I said, the power company has done a decent job of keeping the lights on, and they've done a decent job of, a very good job, actually, of keeping up with infrastructure. The infrastructure needs. When we've had the boom times and they've got crews out there working 24 hours a day, and in northern Nevada, when we have snowstorms and fires and things get, lines for miles get knocked down, they've got guys out on snowcats in the middle of the night fixing them. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
But, you know, we're at a time of disruption.
Yeah.
You know, in every industry, and you have people like Rob Roy, the main person at Switch, who's vehemently, you know, in favor of this deregulation.
Yep.
And he also, give credit to the Nevada Independent, did an interview with them recently, spoke very, very strongly about this situation. You have Sheldon Adelson of Las Vegas Sands, who is adamant, you know, put up a ton of money, as did other casino companies.
Jim Murray.
To withdraw from NV Energy because
right.
they see the potential for them to come in.
I agree. And I think it sounded a little bit like I was being a real proponent for the power company. I'm not. I voted for the question three. I'll vote for it again because I think we ought to be able to have these discussions. And I do think that we'll see a lot of disruptive technology come out of this. Mark my words, we will have at some point, and probably in the near future, not the distant future, we will be able to have wireless electricity. We'll be able to charge our phones and take our television out on the patio and not have it plugged in any place. You know, that's not out of the realm. It's hard for me to imagine how you transmit electricity through the air or something without having little lines that you walk through and get zapped.
But, right, but you don't, you know, the interesting thing about that is you don't have to be an engineer to be able to utilize the facility. In the old days,
yeah,
you picked up a telephone, you got dial tone. You didn't figure out how you got dial tone. You just made the phone call.
Right.
So I think it's going to be, you know, the same thing that we don't have to worry. We'll let the engineers.
We'll let the smart guys figure that out.
Figure
the
that
smart gals
out.
Figure that out. Right.
And you've got Tesla up in Northern Nevada.
Yep.
Their building is being referred to as the Winchester House because
yep.
it's expanding at an extraordinary rate every time Elon Musk comes up with another idea.
Mm-hmm.
And my
it's kind of like Norman Lear in his sitcom, spin off.
Exactly. But I mean, that facility is eventually going to be around 16 million square feet in that building. And a second building will have 4 million square feet.
Yeah.
That's an unbelievable development of high tech.
It is. And I will tell you what these industries have done for Nevada and Northern Nevada have changed the landscape there forever, have changed the economics of Northern Nevada forever in a very, very good way because they're producing something that goes out and brings money in. And I don't think a lot of people really realize they talk about, you know, all this, the tax incentives, and we gave them so much to come here. The positive impact of what they have done for this state cannot be measured.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, when Tahoe Reno Industrial Center first got started, they became a sponsor on the show because mm-hmm. they wanted to be in front of a legislature because you can't see the park actually from I-80 as you're driving by.
Right.
So you have no idea how huge this facility is. Now, because of Tesla, it's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody literally around the world is familiar with what's going on
right.
in North Nevada.
And that's why blockchains came.
All right. So blockchains is a subject for another day. We only got about 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Tell me just 20 seconds apiece. What's the argument on, you know, energy choice versus the argument from the power company that's going to be played out in perhaps $60 million plus dollars in advertising?
Why the power company will say no to it, mm-hmm. you mean? Well, I'm not an insider at the power company, but they will talk about the pricing, the consumer protection. If you have choice, they don't have the same regulatory oversight that the power company has. The power company, I mean, they can't go to the bathroom without having to go to the PUC. Now, a lot of people will argue that they get anything they want there. That's not true. There are people there working against everything that, if they ever want to do a penny increase. So whether they want to raise the rates or lower the rates, they still have to go to the PUC. Any recovery of costs, they have to go to the PUC. The power marketers who are going to be coming in, the competitors looking to get our business, won't have that same sort of oversight. And NV Energy will play that up to the hilt.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. To be continued, fascinating topic. Susan Fischer, thank you so much. And we'll be right back.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Check out Nevada Newsmakers online at nevadanewsmakers.com, or you can go to iTunes and Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.